here's a story from The World.
Picture the island of Manhattan. Now picture a slab of ice the same size. Scientist Jenny Turton says that's about how much ice has broken off the northeast coast of Greenland in each of the past two summers.
In 2019 and 2020, these 2 years consecutively, we've lost 50 kilometers squared both years.
Turton is a research scientist with Frederick Alexander University in Erlangen, Germany. She's been studying the Arctic's largest remaining floating ice shelf, called Nyokovsfjordfjorden, or simply 79 North in English. This week, her research team confirmed a Manhattan-sized chunk of 79 North broke off this summer, just like the previous summer. Warm air and water temperatures are the culprit.
In May and June, we had temperatures well above the melting point, which normally happens a bit later in the year. So we had some very warm and continuously warm atmosphere in that region. And then also the ocean has been warming underneath the glacier as well. So it's kind of vulnerable to two changes because it's floating on the water.
Rising temperatures, of course, point to a changing climate. And Turton says faster reductions in greenhouse gas emissions are needed to prevent its worst impacts.
We're running out of time for this window where we can still make a difference to reduce our carbon emissions.
At the other end of the globe, there's more news of change this week. It comes from a just-published analysis of satellite images of Antarctica's massive Pine Island and Thwaites glaciers. The ice tethering these glaciers to the Antarctic continent is weakening and in some places breaking up. Glaciers actually stabilize the whole area, and this study is the latest to reveal that the Antarctic glaciers are even more vulnerable than scientists thought. For the science behind how and why Antarctica's ice shelves are in peril, head to theworld.org/Antarctica. You'll see our deep dive into Thwaites Glacier there, complete with graphics and photos explaining why these mammoth pieces of ice are so very vulnerable and what's at stake.